When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Ali Marotti is a senior reporter at Crain's Chicago Business. She covers consumer products and food and stuff like that. And we've tapped her before to help us understand this grocery store story in Chicagoland. Ali, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so it's a little confusing. You have two parent companies and then the grocery store names underneath that we know. Just sort of tell me, generally speaking, what's happening here.
Yeah, for sure. So Mariano's parent company, Kroger, and Jewel Osco's parent company, Albertsons, have been in talks to merge since last October, so almost a year now. This is a huge merger in the grocery industry, $24.6 billion if it is allowed to proceed. So basically, they have been jumping through hoops to try to get the FTC to approve their merger. And the latest move that they've made is to announce that they're divesting or selling off 413 of their stores to a completely different grocer. They're doing this in part to kind of ease the antitrust concerns that come, you know, through this proposition, because if they were allowed to merge, they would be just right behind Walmart as far as the largest grocery seller in the country.
Okay, so let's pause there. So for CNS Jewel to acquire Kroger Mariano's, they say you can't have all of them, but you can have a lot of them. So Mariano's is divesting itself, is that right?
Well, Kroger and Albertsons, they are selling off 413 of their stores. Some of those include Mariano's. They have not said how many, but we do know that it's 14 stores, 14 Kroger-owned stores in the Chicago area. So those are likely Mariano's. Kroger also owns Food for Less in the Chicago area. Mm-hmm. But likely, you know, it could be that those are Mariano's.
Okay, so those would be perhaps divested in the Chicago area. But then if Jewel, right, Jewel, if I may, that's the company that will acquire all of the, they'll have the lock on the market then, right? We'll still have the Jewel stores. And
yeah, that's correct, because with this divestiture, the 413 stores that they're selling, that will include the Mariano's name they're selling.
Won't be any Mariano stores in Chicagoland then?
So whatever Kroger keeps, the stores that they keep, they will change the name. So if these 14 stores that they're selling off are all Mariano's, then those 14 stores would remain Mariano's, because the buyer, CNS, is buying those stores plus the Mariano's name. So whatever ones Kroger keeps, they will change the name.
Okay, but the 14 Mariano's that remain, will they keep that name played out front?
Yes, and now we should say that this is all hypothetical right now, because we don't know, again, if the deal is going to go through, if CNS, who is buying those 14 stores, will buy more of those stores. That could theoretically happen. You know, the FTC could come back and say, hey, this isn't enough. You need to sell off more.
How many Mariano's are there in the Chicagoland area?
Great question. There are 44, and those are all the Mariano's in the country. They're all in the Chicagoland area.
Okay, so the majority of our Mariano's then would probably go away. We would not see that name played out front. I know this is all hypothetical, but presumably there could be as many as 14, but the rest will be absorbed by this Jewel company. And then if that's the case, and they don't say Mariano's, it'll still be the same brick and mortar. What will happen inside these stores? Do you think they'll keep the same merchandise in the same places, or are they going to look more like Jewel food stores?
That's another great question. So we don't know if they would change all the name to Jewel. They might change it to Kroger. You know, they might bring in another Kroger-owned brand. Kroger is a huge grocery company. They own grocery brands around the country. So we don't know what they'll do with it. But we do know that they are also selling off some of their private label brands, to the CNS wholesale grocers as part of this transaction. So you will see some of those brand names change likely. You know, I'm sure that the layout might be tweaked. It just sort of depends. Kroger and Jewel and Albertsons are two huge companies that have a lot of data on their consumers. So I think that as part of this deal, they want to add in any efficiencies, and they also want to, learn from each other. So that may result in some changes in the store as well.
I have it in my mind that Mariano's is maybe the top of the pyramid if there were only three, and then, I don't know, Kroger and Jewel, are they comparable in terms of selection, quality, price? I mean, can you sort of give me the overview of how these stores stack up?
Yeah, that's a great question. If you're thinking sort of like as far as quality goes, you know, I'm from Ohio, so I grew up going to Kroger stores, and there's different tiers. You know, they have Kroger marketplaces that are kind of more comparable to Mariano's, where, you know, you can go in and buy your glass of wine. There's Starbucks in there, that sort of thing. And then they have ones that maybe haven't been renovated in some time, that don't have all of those amenities, maybe more in more of the rural areas. So it sort of just depends on the stage that the store is at. And as far as size goes, like I said, Walmart is actually the largest grocery seller in the country. And that's one of the reasons why these two mega grocery stores want to merge, so that they can better compete with them. They also want to have those efficiencies. It'll give them more buying power, so that they say it could help them reduce prices in the long run. So, you know, as far as pricing goes, that's another kind of interesting aspect here. And that just, it varies based on the location of the market, but also based on what kind of deals they can get from their providers.
Our Chicago Take today on the Chicagoland grocery scene, sponsored by HaggertyAutoGroup.com. When will we actually see these changes take place? What's the quickest timeline?
Another great question, and that one hasn't been said. You know, Kroger wants this to go through by 2024, and the CEO has said he is ready for a court battle. So I don't know if that will end up happening. Typically, you know, in these deals, we've seen the FTC fight a lot of these big mega mergers in recent years, so we expect a similar battle. Typically, there's a lawsuit that comes from the FTC saying, you know, if you want this deal to go through, you have to do X, Y, Z. So it'll still, I think we still have a bumpy road and some pushback. We've seen a lot of people come out against this merger, from lawmakers to unions. So it's not going to be something that goes easily through the system.
People get motivated about a lot of things, you know, education, taxes, electricity. But you mess with my grocery store, I'm carrying a sign. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
And I don't say that to be flip, like maybe a little flip, but you get the point. That's very near and dear to us. That's where we shop. That's what we touch. It's what we eat. It's a very personal category, isn't it?
It definitely is. And you bring up a good point, because that's why I think, you know, Kroger selling off the Mariano's brand name is a big deal. There's a lot of people that have a lot of loyalty to the place where they grocery shop, and this could be a potential disruptor for those stores.
All right, Allie, I'm going to call you again and again and again. It's nice to talk to you. Thanks for the insight today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And keep reporting on this. That's Allie Marotti, senior reporter for Crain's Chicago Business, covering that scene.